Number five, expect God to reveal to you unhealthy soul ties. Soul ties are just as bad as soul wounds. As you start soaking the light, one of the things I guarantee you is going to happen is that you're going to have dreams, visions, revelations concerning old boyfriends, old girlfriends, ex-husbands, ex-wives, children, people that you have developed a soul tie with. Now, what is a soul tie? It is a linkage in the soul realm between two people, a linkage between the minds of two people, the emotions of two people, the will of two people. Now, soul ties can have beneficial and negative effects. Let's look at the positive side of soul ties, David and Jonathan. Remember what it says in 1 Samuel 18, that the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own. These friends had a good soul tie. Okay, and there were many good benefits from that soul tie, because when King Saul wanted to kill David, the love that Jonathan had for David in his soul made him choose David's side and help David. Okay, because of the soul tie. Okay, and when Jonathan and his father, King Saul, passed on, the love David had in his soul for Jonathan caused him to take care of Jonathan's children. Even after Jonathan was gone, Mephibosheth was his crippled son who was able to eat at the king's table for the rest of his life because of the love that David had in his soul for Jonathan. Okay, another positive effect of a soul tie is a godly marriage. God brings two people together, and he wants their souls to become as knitted as one. Okay, remember what it says in Matthew 9:19-5. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. The two shall become one flesh, so they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. It's the binding of the souls that creates an awesome marriage, people. Your spirits are already perfect. They got no problem getting along. Your spirit's having no argument with your spouse's spirit. It's your soul, okay? And it's the wounds in your soul, okay? Do you understand that you could be talking smack to your spouse based on a wound that got in your soul way before you even met them? Then what happens is you're talking to them out of the bitterness of their soul, and you keep on doing it, and pretty soon they are forming soul wounds that are directly tied to you, and you're doing the same. God wants marriages to be united in soul. That's when you're going to have the marriage that you could never even imagine, people. Because you'll become like-minded. One in your mind, one in your emotions, one in your will, and your ability to choose things right and wrong. Okay, soul ties can have negative effects. Hallelujah. Me and my husband, we've never been better, people.
Amen.
I'm having a good marriage, amen. Because my soul is getting healed, baby, yeah. In the light. You too, hubby. He's thinking, thank God her soul is getting healed. Some soul ties are formed through sin or through intimate relations outside of marriage. Listen to the example in Genesis 34. In this story, Jacob's daughter has been physically violated. And because of this, an unhealthy soul tie has been developed between her and her attacker. It says that when Shechem, son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw Dinah, he seized her, laid with her, humbled her, defiled her, and disgraced her. But his soul longed for and clung to Dinah, daughter of Jacob. This soul tie was formed through sin, the sin of the sexual violation and sin of intimacy outside marriage. And I tell you what, those sins and that soul tie had some really bad effects on that family, because Jacob's sons went and completely wiped out the entire city of Shechem. When I first started soaking in the light, that's one of the things that Jesus did right away. I started having dreams about every guy I'd ever been with. And I'm just going to be transparent. There's been a long line. I was on the street. Okay? I had a dream about every single man I'd ever been with. I remember one morning, I had a dream about an old boyfriend who I had in Hawaii like 30 years ago. Okay, and in this dream, I am like, I got my head on this guy's chest and I'm just clinging to him. And I'm looking at him like, God, you're the greatest. I can't live without you. And when I woke up, I said, what was that all about, Lord? That guy was not the greatest. I couldn't stand him. He was the biggest jerk in the face of the planet. I said, how come I'm clinging to him in this dream like that? He said, because that's what a soul tie looks like in the spirit realm. Remember what the scripture says in Genesis 34. It said that Shechem's soul longed for and clung to Dinah. Listen to me very carefully. When you develop soul ties with people, your soul, whether you even realize it or not, is clinging to that person still. I hadn't even thought of that guy. I had to struggle to remember his name. I hadn't thought of him for 30 years. But my soul was going, oh, you're the number one greatest. Your soul is right now clinging to somebody else, maybe many somebody else's. You're wondering why you can't get along with your spouse. Because there's somebody else in your mind. Somebody else is sharing your emotions. Somebody else is affecting your will. And be it unknown or unbeknownst to you, they're fighting against your spouse. You know in that scripture where it says, and the two shall become one? It says this, and therefore what God has joined together, let no man separate. It should say, let no soul ties separate. Oh, I'm serious, because a soul tie is just like a person. It's like you might as well, you and your husband standing side by side, oh, squeeze them apart and stuff in all the people that are in your soul. And you keep on getting further and further apart, more people that are in your soul. They're literally like physical people standing inside, having up in the mix with your marriage. And you wonder why you're mixing it up. Do we understand? Okay. One of the things you're going to experience as you soak in the light, you're going to have dreams of your exes. People you've developed soul ties with. Everybody on our team has had that same encounter, that same experience. Don't be surprised when those dreams come. I prophesied to my husband as I started to soak him. Honey, I prophesied to you in the name of Jesus. You're going to have dreams about every woman you've ever been with. And he looked at me and went, psh. Next day he wakes up and he goes, Kate, he doesn't even dream. Oh, now he does. And he had a dream about a woman that was in his life, and he's had one, and then he had more and more, so they were all ping, 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 like a shooting range, ping. Okay, that one's gone, ping, that one's gone. Oh, don't talk to me about guns, very bad idea. I still have a wound in my soul from that. I have a soul tie with weapons. It's true. I need it broken in the name and the light. But I tell you what, since that's happened with me and my hubby, we've never been closer. You know why? Because there's nobody in between us anymore in our souls. Amen. Number six, soak until you receive confirmation that a particular wound is healed. Okay? Don't just start going, okay, now this one, this one, this one. You get your target through a dream and a vision or revelation. You soak it, soak it, soak it, soak it in the glory light until you know it's all the way healed. Okay? What does that do? It prevents confusion. You'll start going along and you're soaking all kinds of crazy things that you think you're supposed to soak instead of waiting for God to show you his order. And then pretty soon you're like, gee, I wonder if I'm making any progress. I wonder what I'm supposed to do now. I wonder if I took care of that last target. I wonder if I'm giving any healing at all. I wonder if this light thing even works. Okay, when you take one target at a time and soak it in the light until it gets healed, then it removes all that confusion. And then what also happens is your faith will begin to skyrocket. As you get confirmations that this wound is healed, and then that wound is healed, and then the next wound is healed, you're going, whoa, you're going to start to gain confidence. Your faith is going to start to explode. You're going, wow, you know what, this light thing really works. I was really healed of that wound. I was really healed of that wound. I'm really starting to believe about this light thing. Whoa, this light thing is powerful. Your faith will explode and skyrocket and take you to a new level. Plus, you'll get a feeling of accomplishment. Wow, 10 soul wounds down, who knows how many to go. What kind of confirmations am I talking about? You can get confirmations through the Word of God, through Scripture. That's your main thing right there. Through the Word of God. I'll just give you an example. When God told me that I was molested, right? I began to soak it in the glory light. And I soaked, and about my third day, I was about to start soaking it again. I just had that kind of like knowing that maybe it was healed. So I said, Lord, I need a confirmation that that soul wound is healed and taken care of. I got quiet, and I asked God to put a scripture in my mind. And in my mind, I heard Matthew 4:16. Now, I didn't know what this scripture was, okay? And I went to it, and this is what it said. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Okay, go on now. I didn't even know that scripture was there. Do you think that means that my wound from being molested was healed?
Amen.
Okay. And when that happened, I just knew that I knew that I knew that it wasn't healed. I already believed in the light. But my faith increased even more for the glory light. The glory light really works. And I had that feeling of accomplishment. And I knew that that wound would never haunt me again. Because it's gone. Amen? Okay. What else can you do? You can also get words in your mind. Like, you know, you ask God for a scripture, but you can also ask for just confirmational words in your mind. Like, I was working on a friend one night, and we felt we got the wounds healed in the glory light of Jesus. She got up and left, and after she left, I went, Lord, did we get it? Is it done? And he goes like this. He goes to me, pumpkin. I went, oh, pumpkin, that can't be good. Halloween, jack-o'-lantern, what are you talking about? And he said, pumpkin. Well, never second guess what you hear. Always believe that God's really talking to you and unpack it and figure it out. So I went to dictionary.com online and looked at the word pumpkin. You're not going to believe what it said. The origin of the word pumpkin is a Greek word pepon, which means to be cooked in the sunlight. Is that cool? See, and then what did that do? That mean that next time when she comes, I didn't have to go, well, I wonder if we got that wound taken care of. I knew. She knew. I called her and told her. She knew. You know what I mean? It gets you confidence. It builds your faith. Removes confusion. Gives you accomplishment, direction. Okay? You can also get confirmation through dreams and visions, more dreams and visions. I will soak in the light and see stuff. Like, remember the five me's that were wounded got surrounded by the light? Right? Remember the wound I was healing in when I was in the casino? I saw the wound filled up with light. A lot of times I'll see lightning strikes in my mind's eye or on the back of my eyelids. And I'll know I got healed. I asked the Lord one time, I said, why a lightning strike? He said, because it cauterizes the wound. Makes sense to me. A friend of mine told me that when lightning strikes, it clears the atmosphere and it fertilizes the soil it hits. Wow, it clears the atmosphere in your soul and fertilizes the soil in your soul. Amen? I'll get stuff like that. You might get stuff like in the natural. Like a friend of mine was over one night and we were working on a soul wound. And after we pulled it up, she saw these tulips coming up in its place. And so I went to dictionary.com. Boy, I tell you what, the simplest stuff will give you the answer. I went to dictionary.com, looked up the word tulip. It's a flower. But I looked to see what its origin was of the word. And it says, you're not going to believe this. Its origin is from the word turban. Well, where was a turban used in the scriptures? The high priest had a turban on his head. Remember Joshua had the dirty turban? And when his sins were forgiven, it was exchanged for a clean one? Right? So I said, wow, you got like the high priestly anointing released to you because that wound was just like blocking you from that. Right? So she goes out. In fact, it was Bernadette. And she said I could share this, so she's not here and I don't want to surprise attack her. Oh, there she is. Okay. So she goes out and she was going to pick up a disc, which we're going to have on sale here. It's so good. You need to pick it up. That she had just recorded in the studio, and she was going to the people's house to pick up the master. And she had never been to this house before, so she's going along, and just as she's about to turn on the street where they live, the Lord has her look up at the street right next to it, and it was Tulip Street. I mean, come on. Do you believe in coincidence?
No.
Okay. So there it is. I mean, come on, what's the likelihood? Tulip, and then Tulip Street. Okay, I'll just tell you one more kind of funny one. I was helping some partners of ours get healed in their soul, and this woman said, I keep on seeing this salad with pieces of fried chicken on top of it when I ask for a confirmation about the wounds of my soul. Okay, God's going to show you some funky things. But he knew that I would understand that. Because have you ever heard that phrase, your goose is cooked? Well, I came from Hawaii and everything there was backwards, and everybody said your chicken is cooked. I don't know why, but they did. Okay, so here I am when she told that to me. I went, oh, that means your soul wounds are healed. It's like those chickens have been cooked. And she goes, oh, okay. And then I walked away and I went, she probably didn't understand that, Lord, because I only understand that. And he goes, don't worry about it. It's healed. The next day, I had been working on some soul wounds for like 3 days. I wake up at like, I don't know, 6:30 in the morning to the smell, the pungent, beautiful smell of fried chicken being fried in my house with my natural nose. And I go, there is fried chicken. I mean, big time. Like, whoa, it was so thick, so permeating. It's like, there is fried chicken being fried in my kitchen right now. I got up and I snuck around the corner. I was sure that an angel or a buddy of mine had broken in and was cooking chicken. I'm serious. I went back there and looked and there was nobody there. And right then the Lord said, I just cooked your chicken. Okay, you'll also know when a wound is healed because you'll feel a shift in your soul. You know what Philippians 4:7 calls a condition, talks about a condition called the tranquil state of the soul. It says this, and God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of the soul, assured of its salvation through Christ, fearing nothing from God and being content. When you experience that, quote, tranquil state of the soul, it's an indication that you have a wound healed in your soul. Okay, you're going to feel that, quote, that peace, no fear, that contentment that Philippians 4:7 talks about. And it's going to be your confirmation, your indicator sign that you've been healed of a wound. I remember I was working on some wounds that were attached to some people that I've been separated with for a very, very long time, that I was going to be able to have an opportunity to come back with and to try to reestablish relationships with. And there was a lot of woundedness that was involved in that situation. So in preparation for this meeting, I was soaking my soul furiously in the light of Jesus so there'd be nothing in me that would upset this thing from going through successfully and being awesome and all that. So as I was going to this meeting to meet with one of these people, I just was like, whoa, I feel so good in my soul, right? I went to the meeting and oh my gosh, it was fantastic. And this person was fantastic. And the words we said were fantastic. And the relationship we're now building again is just completely fantastic. It was just amazing, right? And as I left, I got in my car and I had kind of a long drive and I was in my car and suddenly I just recognized a new level of total peace and contentment. You know how your mind will wonder and start worrying about a little thing there or a little thing there? I wasn't worried. I was completely, had no fear. You know how you sit there and you think, well, if I only had maybe like a bite to eat or a coffee, or if I had this, if I went out and, you know, had a nose job or new clothes or a new house. You know how you start thinking those thoughts because you're not content because of all the junk in your soul? I was feeling none of that. I sat there and perfectly content. I was thinking, there's nothing I want right now. Nothing. I'm perfectly at peace right now. I'm perfectly content right now. And I recognized I was having that Philippians 4:7 tranquil state of the soul experience. Thank you, Jesus. That's what's going to happen to you as you start getting your soul healed. Amen. All right. Soak your target in the light until you get a confirmation that target is healed.